but he's making a lot more money now.
So? He stinks. He didn't stink when he worked his other jobs.
Well, maybe with this job, he gets to spend more time with us.
More stink time?
Oh, come on, Tanya. It's not that bad. Oh! Y'all smell it?
Yeah.
Damn, man, you stink! Rochelle! Rochelle!
What?
Let me in.
No, you smell.
That's the smell of a working man.
No, that is the smell of Aquaman.
Rochelle, open the door.
No. Look, baby, I understand that this job brings you more free time and more money, but I can't take it anymore. The kids can't breathe. I cannot sleep at night. Do you not know that I'm at that laundromat every day? I've been burning so much incense, 10 people came by here trying to buy reggae albums.
Airman!
What you want me to do?
Quit.
I can't just quit. What kind of example would that be for the kids, huh? Did Thurgood Marshall quit? Did Frederick Douglass quit? Did Booker T. Washington quit?
I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is I want you to quit.
What about taking the kids to Great Escape, huh?
We don't want to go nowhere with you.
Yeah, Daddy, you stink.
What's this?
Clean clothes.
What am I supposed to change?
I don't know. Why don't you ask some cats?
Meanwhile, back at Coleon, like Kunta Kinte, I was waiting for my freedom paper.
Greg! Hey, man. What are you doing here?
My mom came to get my transcript. I'm going to Sanford.
So you're really gonna go?
Yeah.
Man. Well, at least you won't have to worry about Caruso anymore.
Yeah. How are things going for you?
I don't know. Caruso doesn't bother me anymore. In fact, nobody bothers me. It's kind of lonely.
He must be really lonely to miss an ass whooping.
Well, I gotta go to class.
All right. See ya.
Yeah. See ya. Good luck.
Thanks.
Since it was almost official, the next day I decided to walk by Lamont Sanford to get a feel of what it was going to be like to go to school in my neighborhood. Damn, they got bullies here too.
What you looking at?
Nothing. You got some school here?
Yeah, I've been going here for 16 years. Now my boy asked you a question. What you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh, so what you trying to say? We nothing now?
I couldn't help but think that if Greg was here, he could have taken half of this beating.
Hi, baby. I made you dinner. I'm sorry about your job.
I know. I can't believe I get one good job and it almost destroyed the whole family.
It's okay, baby. Don't worry, you'll find another good job one day.
It's better to have had one good job and lost it than to never have had one good job at all. Now I'm back to two jobs.
Yeah, now his second job is a philosopher.
Oh, it tastes like fish.
I told you.
That's clean out your locker?
Nope, it's just back for good.
Cool!
Hey, this ain't broke back.
Greg.
Sorry. So what made you decide to come back?
I thought Corleone was my problem. But then I noticed the real problem. I'm little, skinny, and I can't fight. So no matter where I go, I'm still the same guy.
So they jumped you.
Yeah. I figured the bully you know is better than the bully you don't.
Hey, Dolomite. Welcome back. It was rough without you. I had to go back to beating up white kids.
The next time you decide to quit, could you let somebody know?
So what do we do now?
Same thing we always do.
Glad to have you back, man.
That day I realized that no matter what school I went to, things were gonna be rough. But as long as I had Greg, things were gonna be all right.